producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
January 4th, 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, and other social media here on your service or at your service and on your side. We're here. Happy New Year!
Happy
okay?
New Year.
Mm-hmm. I'm just making sure everybody's in the fold. Okay, so Jennifer.
Yes.
In the spotlight this morning is Jennifer Horn. The question has been asked, what you would ask presidential candidates. We had a conversation earlier about heckling Mrs. Clinton, addressing or telling the people who are heckling her, who are taking shots at her because of her husband, yada, yada, yada. I say that has no relevance whatsoever to anything that has to do with running our country. What I would like to know is what, if you're president, you're going to do about the standoff at the Oregon Wildlife Refuge. You're the president of the United States. What do you do? So Richie told us what he would do. Kenny told us what he would do. And you can refresh us, Richie, if you want to tell us what you would do under the circumstances.
President, I would tell them that I see and feel their frustrations because I think that they are being wronged as well. But you know what? You can't take over my building. Get out right now. Mm-hmm. And then we can have a conversation.
It is
and
if your you don't building, get out, by the way. It's our building.
No, you can't take over a federal building. And if you don't get out, we'll have to send somebody in. But that said, guys, I understand why you're frustrated. So I want to sit down and talk. So come on out. Let's do
for
it right
now.
For
those of you who don't know the story, a group of gunmen seized control of what is actually an empty federal building in Burns, Oregon, which is way out of the way, nowhere, no place, nobody, you couldn't find it if you wasn't dependent on it. They're going to occupy the facility, they say, for years, and they have called for other quote-unquote patriots to join them and bring a lot more guns.
And this is why. What's their motivation?
Well, there are two sons of. Remember, Cliven, is that how you pronounce his name? Clivon? Is it Cliven or Cliven?
Yeah.
Bundy. Remember the rancher?
Cliven.
Had a lot
Bundy.
Of trouble with the government over grazing rights a couple of years ago. And they were sentenced to a short time in jail, and then the judge changed his mind. And so these guys have gotten all worked up about it. And that's
the judge changed their sentence from 4 months or 6 months to like 4 years now.
Yeah.
After they got out of jail, no, you guys need to go back.
No, can't do that.
No, it wasn't the Bundys who went to jail, but they're behind this seizure. It was two other
Robert's son. Remember, we did talk about this. Yeah, I remember now. It's vaguely coming back to me. All right, so anyway, Jennifer, you're president of the United States. Kenny, what did you say you would do if you were president?
Send in the National Guard.
All right, what would you do, Jennifer? President of the United States. President Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I would actually probably, I mean, Rich and Ken are sort of, I mean, everybody agrees we have to get him out, right?
I don't know that I agree with that.
You think you should just leave him there? What would that solve, though, leaving them there? Their problems are still the same.
Get him out of there. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think
calling attention every day to the abuses of this government is not a bad idea. Maybe this isn't the way to do it.
But you can't let them take over a building.
Okay. All right. Anyway, yeah, Jennifer, go ahead, Jennifer.
You can't let them take over a building. You can't let them use guns to take over a building. I mean, there is a lot going on here. I'd probably fall sort of in the Rich camp where I'd say, look, come out, we'll talk, you have some valid points, let's go through them. You know, if they don't come out, though, then, yeah, you got to call in somebody else to get them out, sadly. I mean, you give them a chance, you say, hey, you want to do this the right way, you want to shine a spotlight on your problem, come out and let's talk.
Here's the thing.
And if they don't, you remove them.
If I were president, I don't know that they would be upset. Because I hopefully would have been aware of this situation and would have tried to do something about it.
Ding, 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 ding.
So they wouldn't have had to take over this.
Right. You know, we're playing the game. What would you do today? And that's, you know.
I want to know if I were king. If you were president. Okay. So Facebook comments to Kenny. Social media on Oregon. What do you have from our listeners?
Let's see. Greg says, excuse me, as a 62-year-old Vietnam veteran, I can say that a true patriot is one who is willing to put their life on the line for all their fellow citizens. These folks are more like terrorists than patriots.
I object to the term patriot as well. I agree with him. I think they are not patriots. I think that whole business, that sort of reminds me of some of the other phony things that we attribute to you. Oh, he's a real patriot. What?
Right. Because standing in front of the flag.
Yeah, no.
Something stupid, right?
No, right, exactly. All right, that was a good one. Go ahead, Kenny. What else you got?
Robert says, these guys are so funny, occupying a federal building that's no longer being used. If they really want to make a statement, try occupying a federal bank and see how far you get. Then you'll have something to brag about.
Good night. Movement.
Welcome to Washington. Go into the Federal Reserve and take that over and see what happens. That building. All right, that's a good point. Next one, Kenny.
Howard says, build a very tall fence around the place and redesignate it as a federal prison. Done.
I like it.
That's even better. Okay. That's a good idea. It's very good. What else you got? Keep them going.
Bob says it's time for the feds to terminate the terrorists in Oregon with extreme prejudice. They need to treat these people as if they were black and go in with guns a-blazing. Let's be honest, if these people were black, the story would be over.
It would be a different story. I don't know that he's wrong about that. I think he might be onto something. I think there's a lot of prejudice. Yeah, I think there's something to that. At least it calls our attention to those problems. But I think building a fence around it and calling it a prison, I kind of like that idea.
You know, just start bringing in some new people for them to
hang out. Yeah, right, exactly. And you find, we'll give you enough land, you fend for yourself, grow your own food, you're not getting out, and we're not coming in. Help yourself. Okay, there you go.
Where the one guy does have a point here with the, if they people were black, they'd go in guns a-blazing, is these people have broken the law.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the other people where we had the Black Lives Matter movement protesting for them, where somebody's broken the law and then the police have killed them for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. These people have broken the law, and they should be dealt with by law enforcement.
What else, Kenny?
One more. John says, why not just barricade the building with no food and water coming in? How long would these so-called patriots hold out?
Mm. They tried that at Waco.
Yeah.
60-some days later.
There are just so many ways to get attention for your cause now. It just seems silly that this is the one that they chose.
Well, but that's, you got to figure where their mindset. We don't think the way they do. I think in any fashion, frankly.
But coming it goes to show you the frustration with the government.
And justifiably so.
And why Trump is so popular.
Absolutely. 100% agree with that.
All these guys are voting for Trump.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Every one of them.
You can be sure about that if they get out of there in time for the election. All right. So food for thought. Your comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter and Good Day. As a matter of fact, in a moment, some comments. The $400 million Powerball jackpot has got a lot of people's attentions. Have you bought tickets? 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, I have talked to you along the roadway to success about how you look. You're successful because you look good. Do you think that's part of why you are successful? Jennifer looks good. And I think that's why she's successful. Richie looks good on a good day. And this is a good day program, so... That's
Thank God Monday's a good day.
Right. It's a good day. Kenny looks good. Kenny's got great hair. Richie's all the people on this program have good hair. I told a story, and I'll tell you. Richie, this has pertinence to Richie because for years he's been teasing me about this little spot in the back of my head.
Yeah, when you stand behind Doug, if you're taller than he is, I am.
You see a little openness.
You see it a little thin back there.
Exactly. So I went to a place to see what could be done. I decided I'd been using Provia, and I have hair. I found a lot of things out. Provia's helped me on the top of my head and along my part line and that sort of thing. But for whatever the reason, it doesn't seem to be doing anything on the crown of my head. So I went to see somebody about it, and the guy looked at me, and he said, he looked at my age, he said, you're worried about your hair at your age? And I sort of was taken back a little bit by it. I said, I came to you to see what I could do about it.
Yeah, what does it matter?
Yeah, he said, I wouldn't. He said, you got a good head of hair, especially for somebody your age. So, I thought it was interesting because somebody would say to you, they have an opportunity. I went to two places. One guy said, it'll cost you $7,000 and this is what we'll do. The other guy says, why would you do that? And I think that's, I was impressed by that, frankly. So I get back to my Provia bottles And maybe that'll make a difference. It is much better at places where there's hair around to cleanse the pores. That's what Provia does, and allow the follicles of hair to grow back in there. And for so long, my problem in the back is not, and by the way, this doesn't cure male pattern baldness. This is not about fixing that, and that's what I have in the back of my head. That's what this guy determined, who is an expert. He says you have male pattern baldness back there, and you don't have that much, but you're not going to affect it much by no matter what you do. So I say that for those of you who have male pattern, if you have a complete head, if you're completely bald, this is not going to help you. What this does is cleanse the pores in areas where you've had, where the hair has been, and the shampoos and the creams and the stuff have filled up your pores with the glunk that's left over, the residue, because they're cheap shampoos. And they don't, they may clean your hair, but they don't clean your scalp. They leave this crap that's in the pores, and then the hair that's underneath your scalp doesn't come back again. We all know that our follicles of hair and our skin cells and everything in our body replaces itself anywhere from every 3 seconds to 3 minutes to 3 days to 3 weeks to 3 months. But everything in our body changes, including your hair. So if your hair falls out, normally it would grow back in again if the pores are open. But if they aren't, then it can't grow back in, and that's why you need Provia. Does that explanation make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
So let's see if we can get you to try Provia, and you can do it very inexpensively. Call 800-525-8319. As a matter of fact, the deal is you order a bottle of Provia, and they'll send you a bottle of the Super Concentrate, which works faster. So you get two products for the price of one at 800-525-8319, and you look better, you feel better. Plus, there's a volumizer in Provia, and that means, Jennifer, mostly you use shampoos probably that have volumizer in it. It makes your hair thicker. I don't know how chemically it works, but it's pretty cool because your hair does look thicker. Looks like there's more of it there. So it's like a two- or three-pronged approach to the problem. 800-525-8319. Look like $1 million. Get on the Provia bandwagon. You'll be telling people about it, and they'll look at you and say, hey, wow, if it worked for you, let me try it. And you will, and you'll have success. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Good day.
Old
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Such things as recordings, so we will have for history great songs done wonderfully by a great talent. Nat King Cole's daughter Natalie died over the weekend at the age of 65 of problems, complications from her drug habits over the years. She looked emaciated, but she could still sing. And this this song, a number of other great songs, including the song she did with her father in the background. I think she was 6 years old when her father died. He died at the age of 46 of emphysema because he smoked like a chimney. Nat King Cole, though, one of the smoothest voices to ever come along in the world.
It's amazing his voice was so smooth with as much as he smoked.
Yeah,
it's butter.
Yeah, yeah, it really is terrific. And when he did the duet with her, it just it brought everybody around. And it still is a classic. This is
she did it with him, right? Did
Yeah, put herself over the track. Yep.
You know, it's funny you just mentioned From the Grave, and I was looking at a story. Marlon Brando, apparently, back in the day, like in the 50s, predicted that actors aren't going to be real. They're going to be inside a computer. You watch. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
And he's like, maybe this is a swan song for all of us. So, I mean, back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, in the 80s, he was like, we're all going to be gone.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. But there are a lot of people that, well, we see what's going on in movies now.
He even digitized himself, had his face digitized in the 80s.
All right,
and they used him in one of the recent Superman movies.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Long gone. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, video of the day today from a group called Postmodern Jukebox. Huh. They reimaged the popular music from Star Wars as jazz. Every single day in the last couple of weeks we've had in the video of the day some a variation on the Star Wars theme. This is a tap dancing star named Sarah Reich, who's included. So you got to see the video. You can hear some of it here. It's called The Tap Awakens.
That's
listen
cool.
to this. How clever this is. All things Star Wars. And remind me to tell you my philosophy after having a conversation with my daughter about Star Wars, what we've all lost, or maybe Jennifer hasn't, but that'll come in the next half hour. But I wanted you to hear this, because this portion of every hour is devoted to music in some way, shape, or form. Very cool. Video today. Good job, Kenny. Also, something that's very cool is a group of soldiers who are, this is the band of wounded warriors called Music Corps, brainchild of composer and pianist Arthur Bloom. This is an invitation that goes out to men and women who are in the service, who have been deployed and who end up getting hurt in the name of working for our country, men and women in service. So, Richie, I know you've got one of the songs there. The latest person to join is Lance Corporal Tim Donnelly, who's quite a gifted musician. When he was in Afghanistan, a bomb blew up, resulting in the loss of both of his legs. He loved to play the guitar, and as a way of him getting through all of this, he has joined Music Corps. And this is something that most of them come through Walter Reed, so that's how they get to know them. He's now committed himself to joining and playing with this group. And if you see, there's actually a pretty good story about this on ABC News website about the soldiers in Music Corps. I think it's a terrific story, Frankie. Great American story. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As we celebrate the season of giving, I'd like to share a story about how one charity's efforts to practice the Golden Rule were severely tested by an ill-advised lawsuit. A Florida soup kitchen called Love Thy Neighbor has provided meals to the homeless for years. Then one day, the charity was served with a lawsuit. The reason? A business named Love Your Neighbor claimed its potential customers might be confused if the charity continued to operate with a similar-sounding name. You heard that right. Love Your Neighbor was suing Love Thy Neighbor. The charity was forced to defend itself in federal court during months of litigation. Fortunately, the charity eventually won. Yet because of all the money it had to spend, it was anything but a heavenly ending. The founder of the charity told me that the money it had to spend on lawyers could have provided meals to 40,000 people. Let's be fair. America would be much better off if we all focused more on the Golden Rule and less on using court rules to sue each other so often. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention veterans who served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. Did you know each year over $1 billion in veteran benefits go unclaimed? That's almost $3 million a day veterans are missing out on. If you are a veteran, then you need to find out what you might be losing because your taxes funded your benefits. Benefits you might be missing out on because laws have changed. One veteran was awarded almost $500,000 in back pay and benefits and previously being denied 9 years earlier. Why? Because laws changed and he took the time to find out he qualified. If you are a veteran, you need to find out the benefits you might be owed. And thanks to a new free report, you can. Just visit realcashsecrets.com. But please, hurry and do it today because some benefits are not retroactive. Remember, the report is free. Just visit realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the Good Day program, back with you and your brain, your head, your mind, and your world. 33 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn here on Good Day. Rich McFadden is controlling the audio, so if he sounds louder, it's because he is in charge of the audio. He'd be the first to tell
you
that. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, posted a picture of me on the grass in front of the, they call it the LACMA, Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Yesterday, Miles and I decided we'd crawl around on the front lawn. So there's a picture of the
two of us. So you didn't look at the art. You were just looking at the grass? Is that what it was?
Well, that was art to him. So you can see me crawling around on the grass if you want to check out the picture.
You know, I was bummed. We had breakfast this weekend, Dougie, and we didn't take a picture.
No, we don't take pictures. I'm not good at it. Meredith and I had this great trip. We didn't take any pictures. We were at the Space Center, and we didn't take any pictures. It's silly. We don't do a good job of taking pictures. I don't know why that is, but we should be taking pictures because people like to see that sort of thing. Also at Facebook, a convert, I guess it's what we call the input at Facebook, a conversation, Kenny, in part, when people feed us what they're thinking. Okay. So the conversation on Powerball. $400 million. And what happens to the $400 million? Well, somebody's going to win it sooner or later. It might be $500 million by the time it gets there. So are you buying tickets? You want tickets? Yeah. I know. When we were traveling, every time we stopped for fuel, we buy Powerball tickets. Just for fun. It's nice conversation. What are you going to do with the money? That sort of thing. So what
I actually was looking at social media, Dougie, not to interrupt Ken's time, but he'll be modest and not tell you this. But Kenny did a lovely little survey on social media about things he was excited about for 2016, and they all involved his big win of the Powerball jackpot.
Yay! Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. How much will you spend on Powerball tickets this week? Will it be over $20? Between 10 and 20? Between 5 and 10? Less than 5? I'm not sure. I'm not planning on spending any money on Powerball tickets. Richie thinks it's a sucker's bet.
No, I say go buy the little one when the big one gets big.
Yeah.
Do we want to do a Good Day pool here? Should we do that?
Sure, why not? Who's buying? You?
Sure.
Everybody puts in and everybody, we share it.
But you got to get me your money by Wednesday, otherwise I'm going to consider it mine.
I'll send you $10 by PayPal.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I don't. I'm not using my PayPal thing. That damn thing. What a pain.
Well, you're there. You can go give her cash.
No, I'm not going to be here in 4 hours. I'll be on a plane.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You better
anyway.
Give it to Rich, who will then PayPal it to me. How about that?
That's it. Okay. I'm not going to see Rich either, but somehow yeah, I think my credit's good with you, Jennifer.
All right, fine. I'll just
Powerball comments, Kenny. Facebook. What are people saying, doing? What's the action on the 400 mil?
Daniel says, to each their own. I have no opinion on those who play. I think I buy about 3 tickets every year. I'm not sure I would want the headache of winning.
Well, that's a way of looking at it. I think a lot of people actually have that way of looking at it. Whether that's realistic,
that
if it
headache.
Is, it's real for you, that's okay. A lot of people who have won money didn't use it responsibly, and it was nothing but a headache for them. Nothing but a headache. What else, Kenny?
Charles said they've made the odds to win it all so ridiculously high and the lower prizes so ridiculously little that it's a bore to play.
We got some, we had some scratch cards. Meredith decided, because she'd never done any scratching before,
yeah.
And she said to me, what do?
Wait, she's with you and she's never scratched before? She's just lucky then.
Yeah, you would think at some point some of the fleas would have jumped off.
All right.
We all know you're around all the animals all the time. You've got to have fleas and ticks all over you.
If you knew nothing else about Meredith, you knew that whenever I'm around her, I have to be clean as a whistle.
I would imagine. All right. That's probably why she
all
doesn't
right.
have the itches. Okay.
That's
so,
probably why, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Kenny, what other comments have you got?
Wait, you were saying she never scratched.
Oh, no, we left. We scratched them and we didn't really understand. We scratched them all. I don't know if I still to this day don't know if we did it the right way or not, but we didn't win anything anyway. But it was another educated way.
That's the thing. You guys are both technically challenged, you more than she.
She's
what is technical about
she's,
a lottery ticket? If
no,
you have three matching
good.
Symbols,
she's,
you win.
She's getting very good at a lot of the technology.
They have to then go back to the website for the state in which they bought the lottery and then see whether their numbers matched or not.
Yeah.
So I cannot see Doug flipping through Google to find the lotto for Arkansas and then see if my numbers match.
No, you're right about that.
So then the tickets end up going in the trash, and he probably threw a $1 million ticket away.
Hooray for me. Somebody will get it the next time around. All right, what else, Kenny, in Powerball?
Dominic says the Powerball is the longest-running scam in the United States.
I'm going to win
you
that thing.
You have to be
You'll
really
be.
Dumb to believe you're going to win.
Hey!
Somebody wins.
Somebody does win.
Who are you talking to?
But here's the thing.
Thank you, sir, for your encouragement.
I'd rather think I'm going to win than think I'm going to lose.
Exactly.
You know my longtime philosophy on the they always tell you, oh, we're going to do the Powerball, and we're going to use the money for education.
That's the biggest load of crap.
It's a tax on the poor.
Yeah.
You go wait in line, and you see people who don't have the money to be throwing $100 into the lotto.
I remember I was on the road, Richie. It was sometime last year, and the I think it had gone to 520 million. I don't know where I was, but I was in the middle of nowhere. And I stopped for fuel at this place. God, I wish I could remember where I was and when I was there. But it was, anyway, it was a big drawing, and I'm getting fuel. And there's in this location, they have food, and they have the tickets.
Right.
The line, I remember telling you the story on the air. The line to buy the tickets, this was the day of the drawing, was out the door, around the building, 2 or 3 times. There were 100, I counted them, 140 people standing in line in the middle of nowhere to buy these tickets. It was really an education.
And people who are hoping and praying that this is their golden ticket because they need the money so badly.
Yeah. All right, what else?
A scam.
Renee says, don't waste your money on the Powerball. I'm going to win.
Well, there you have it.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Renee.
Good for you.
That's it. All right, 400 million, lots of mania or Powerball fever. You got one more good one?
Yeah, one more. Bob says, I'm convinced that all the lotteries are rigged and fixed. That's why I don't play anymore.
Yeah, I think these are rigged. You never see somebody in a big... When's the last time somebody in Los Angeles won? Or New York? Or
it's
Boston?
Always in the little cities.
That's right. Yeah. In little towns, middle of nowhere.
The best place I always... The one place I will always buy a lottery ticket is in Baker, California, because a lot of people win. That's a town you hit between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Uh-huh. And it's... I mean, there's nothing there except the world's largest thermometer.
Yes, I remember
that's
that.
A great
alien
place.
Fresh jerky.
Yeah, and alien fresh jerky. You got it, Ken.
Right. But you do see, I mean, we see the stories every year about somewhere, somebody having a lottery that's fixed.
Yeah, I think the lotteries are, I think they decide where the winners are going to be for sure. Speaking of winners, Miss Universe came out over the weekend. Her name is Pia Wurtzbach. She has no problem with Steve Harvey. She thinks that it was a mistake. And he ought to return as pageant host. They're a mix-up. She said, I think he was a breath of fresh air. He made us feel very relaxed. He talked to all the contestants. He made us show our personalities. And so behind the scenes, I've seen a couple of these conversations from people who were there and who just said this guy did a great job of making us feel at home. So that's good for him and good for them. Things that are trending at DougStefan.com, including the Powerball story and the situation in Oregon, the fate of Bill Cosby. What in the world goes on? His wife is going to testify in the defamation suit. We have our attorney, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here to discuss Cosby and his wife and the latest in this fiasco coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
44 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is on our program. What a wonderful name. I wonder, did you change your name? I've known you for, what, 30 years? How long have I known you?
Yeah, gosh, yeah, at least 30.
Yeah, maybe more. Your name's always been Wiseman. But I think didn't I ask you once, I mean, come on, here's a lawyer who's a wise man.
There you go. Well, you know, there was a guy in my law school class whose name was John Law.
Really?
He couldn't go to medical school.
What's the JJ stand for, though? I got to know.
Oh, Harold. I love it when you put right up by the rim. Rome James.
Boing.
What's it stand for? What's it stand for?
Oh, Jerome James.
Jerome James.
Well, all right.
Jerome.
I won't get back.
That's
I won't
a name,
get in,
man.
All right. So Steve is here with us to focus on a couple of things. Before we get to Bill Cosby, I have asked everybody today if they were president, how would they handle the situation in Oregon? What's the legalese of the problem in Oregon that the feds have to? I mean, these guys are there. They're not supposed to be occupying this facility. It's a federal facility. So,
yep.
What are the options?
Well, you know, I think they're showing the federal authorities are showing great restraint, and I think they will wait them out. You know, part of this was a protest against two people with whom they had great sympathy, who are about to turn themselves in and do 5 years in prison, and things should calm down at that point. Yeah, the feds could go in there and remove them, but frankly, waiting them out is probably going to be the best way of handling this without escalating. And all too often, we've seen law enforcement escalate situations, so it's good to see some restraint going on here.
All right, Bill Cosby and his wife. His wife is going to testify in the defamation suit against him. Isn't there some kind of rule that the wife doesn't have to testify against the husband? Seems to me there have been any number of discussions about that over the years. How does that hold in this case?
Well, you know, in this, first of all, you know, that's in a criminal proceeding, is that a wife, and it's a disqualification. Even if she wanted to testify, he could have prevented her from testifying. This is a civil action, and I assume there will be some questions that will be asked, and this is a deposition where they're gathering information to be used later in a trial. I assume there will be some where they will object and say under various defenses she does not have to answer, but she can be compelled to provide testimony at a deposition in this civil case.
What's the outcome of all of this for Cosby? Does he die a broken? He looks horrible. He just dies a broken guy, a broken man, and goes away. I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean the defamation lawsuit. He may win, he may lose. I think, frankly, he'll probably win that case. I think that it's going to have the women who are suing him civilly are going to have a hard time showing that their reputations are ruined. Frankly, his is the reputation that's ruined. The criminal case, it's not the slam dunk that people think it is. It's an old case. There are flaws in every case, and certainly one of the big ones here is the woman, Andrea Constant, who is alleging she was the victim of an aggravated indecent assault, had issues with Mr. Cosby before that, and then still went back there to see him when this incident happened, and went to see him after that. So it's not necessarily over, but as a practical matter, his career is over. Whether he ever serves any time in jail, his career is done. He's a broken man.
His life is done.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What is with her? I don't understand that.
Oh, the wife is. Yeah.
Well, it's a good payday for Gloria, anyway.
Yeah, we go.
We all know Gloria, and we know this is good for her. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I want to talk about this little worm, this kid, the affluenza child. His mother gets arrested and brought back. How come he didn't have to go? How come he's still in Mexico, and she got extradited? What's the story?
Well, you know, I find it interesting too, but the choice was theirs because she agreed to the extradition. He is objecting to extradition. He's not agreeing to it. He's saying somehow his civil rights in Mexico are being violated, and so it'll be a few months before they decide that the little turd's rights were not being violated, and he goes back to Texas. To me, the most interesting thing is, because he was tried as a juvenile, all he got was probation and not even any real prison time. But for the violation of probation, they can try him as an adult if they so choose. It'll be difficult, but they could do it. If they do, he still can't get more than a few months in prison, I think like 4 months. However, the 10 years of probation that'll be hanging over him at that point will be probation that could send him to prison for 10 years. So that'll be interesting to say. He's going back, and when he goes back, I can't wait to see the trial.
Steve Wiseman is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. This time of year more than any other time of year, or is it pretty constant year-round now?
all these
You know, there are holiday peaks. This is a peak. There'll be new romance scams that'll be coming
for Valentine's
out around Valentine's Day. But it's always scam season.
Should we mail order bride?
Wait a minute. I was going to say, right. romance scams. I know a lot of people who have had romance scams, and they have nothing to do with what you find online. Anyway, check out Steve's website, Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, Scamicide.com, dedicated to informing you about all the dangerous scams that are around. Good public interest location. You ought to wait, bookmark it, Scamicide.com. Steve and J.J. Wiseman with the rest of us here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Harris.
Yes?
Do you concur?
Concur with what, sir?
With what Dr. Ashley just said. Do you concur?
Well, there's a bicycle accident. The boy told us.
So you concur?
Concur. I think we should take an x-ray, then stitch him out and put him in a walking cast.
Very good, Dr. Ashton, very good. Well, you don't seem to have much need for me. Carry on.
I'm not concurring.
This was actually quite an excellent movie. That was
Leonardo
DiCaprio. Right? You got some more, Richie?
Two little mice fell in a bucket of cream. The first mouse quickly gave up and drowned. The second mouse wouldn't quit. He struggled so hard that eventually he churned that cream into butter and crawled out. Gentlemen, as of this moment, I am that second mouse.
All right, everybody, whose voice is that?
Christopher Walken.
Yep. So we got some.
What's your favorite Christopher Walken movie, Doug?
There's a movie that he did. I think it was with De Niro, where they're old timers and old time gangsters. I think I remember who that. Remember that one?
No, I think
Pacino. Okay, yeah, it was Pacino. Yeah, I thought that was quite a brilliant. I think he's a brilliant actor, frankly. He's a nutbird, but...
My favorite performance of him is in The Dead Zone, 1981, the Stephen King movie. I think it's the best Stephen King movie, but I love it. He's great in that movie.
Yeah,
he's also great in... what was the one where Travolta played a woman? Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Yeah. He was classic in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's hysterical. Very, very good. All right, anyway, so we have a cut from Hanks in this movie, Richie?
Ma'am, I'm sorry to have to tell you, your son is fudging checks.
Fudging checks?
That's a check.
I'm sure we can take care of that. I'm working part-time at the church now. Just tell me how much yours and I'll pay you back.
So far, it's about $1.3 million.
That's the first time Hanks put on a New England accent. Second time was when we played the captain in the in that ship that was captured a couple of years ago. Captain Phillips. Yeah, good movie.
Joe versus the Volcano was on cable over the weekend. Had to watch a couple minutes of it.
Catch Me If You Can, John Williams, with the theme from the movie Catch Me If You Can, the story of Frank, I believe it was Abagnale. Is that how you pronounce his name? Real story.
Abagnale.
Abagnale, thank you. It was number one at the box office this week, 2003. Excellent story. Tom Hanks, Christopher Walken, and Leonardo DiCaprio. And he was still, he was a kid in his 20s, right, when he did this? Wasn't he in his 20s
still? Yeah, he was. I mean, he's 40 years old now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Far Cry, that movie that's around now, what is it called, The Revenant? Oh, my God.
My wife was reading a review of that movie.
And they said,
because she was kind of interested in going to see it. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure the guy dies at the end, you know, looking at that movie. And the review said, you don't walk out of that, you don't watch that movie, you survive it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Awful. Oof. Huh. I thought
well,
for the day today.
Get an Oscar for it,
they
though.
Say it's really good, but it's rough. Yeah,
it's really rough. Bob Hope, responsible for our thought of the day today, Chucker. I have seen what a laugh can do. It can transform almost unbearable tears into something bearable, even hopeful. Bob Hope made his network radio debut today in 1935. What a great character he was.
Great. I mean, the world was a better place when Bob Hope was there.
You're right.
Absolutely.
I agree with that 100%. And the world's a better place because you're here, Chucker. Let's run down the movie news, well, the totals of the box office, see if there are any surprises. Man, I saw so many movies over this past week. And I saw Point Break yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Ooh, no,
yesterday.
How was it really? What did you think?
I went to see it on Saturday afternoon. I actually was surprised, and I had no expectation really, other than I was thinking I was going to see the same thing that I saw in the 1980s with Patrick Swayze, and it's not that movie at all. It isn't even close to that movie. It is unknown actors doing survival stuff, and it's extraordinary photography. Beautiful, wonderfully shot. Good story, not excessive violence, a little bit too much shoot 'em up at the end, but I thought it was an excellent story.
The basic storyline and rewrote
kind of
the movie.
Yeah.
Well, there's been no interest here in the States. It's number 9, 6.8, just
it's a good, people should go see it. It's a very entertaining. It's not a shoot 'em up. It's a good story. I thought it was very well done. For
really me. No surprises at the box office. I just want to say I went to see Spotlight on Friday.
Yeah,
that was a terrific movie.
Yeah, it is
and
terrific.
Really some of the best ensemble acting I've seen in a long time. Michael Keaton, Mark Ruffalo, who I love, Rachel McAdams. Terrific story, really a must-see story.
Yeah.
And I think it's got a good chance to win the Oscar for Best Picture.
All right, what else? What do we do? What was number one?
Star Wars The Force Awakens, $88 million. Daddy's Home, second.
What a horrible movie.
Third.
Oy. Yeah.
Sisters, fourth, and Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Another horrible movie. Sisters, I swear to see Sisters and
Chipmunks.
Daddy's Home. Man, what a piece of crap, both of them.
Both see Spotlight. Good movie.
59 past the hour. You're right about
great
that,
case you are.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.